shitting you.
Hello, hello. Oh, hello. That was the voice of Piers Tordy and the bark of Piers's dog Huxley that you heard at the top. Welcome to a new run of the Word Monkeys podcast. My name is Matt Brown. I am currently sitting in a recording booth, overlooking a park in London, and the sun's out. It's like before May Bank holiday. And it's really lovely and warm, and everyone's sort of sunning themselves. And I'm here in my room, like Jimmy Stewart, watching people, getting paranoid about people. Who are you? What are you doing? Stop that! Stop looking at me! Okay, so welcome to this little new run. Sorry it's been a little while since I put anything out. I hope you've not missed me too much. I've been busy doing things. I've been writing lots of stuff and getting a book ready for its launch. My new book, Aliens Invaded My Talent Show. Is going to be released at the end of June. And so the way that the book world works is that you spend an awful lot of time before the book goes to the printers making sure that there aren't any spelling mistakes or typos, or you panic about certain things and if they're funny enough and, oh, I need to rewrite that and do that. So that's essentially what I've been doing. So that's why I haven't been able to do any podding of late. However, I have been recording stuff. So I've got some great people to help out with this little run of the Word Monkeys. People like Abby Elphinstone, we'll be chatting to her. Jim Smith, Joan Aden, lots of lovely people. I'm also going to be doing some podcasting of my own without anybody else, talking about things like characterization and stuff like that, which I hope people will find interesting. If you don't, then you can, nick off. First, though, to kick off this little run is a short, but possibly the most important Word Monkeys podcast what has ever been published. A few weeks ago, I saw a post from Piers Tordy, which was about an initiative that he was involved with. He hadn't set it up, but he was very vocal about it and wanted people to know about it. It's called Authors for Oceans. You may have seen it on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or socials, as I believe it's called. Essentially, Authors for Oceans is a collection of authors and illustrators who want to raise awareness about the perils that our oceans are in because of plastics. So I thought what I'd do is I would get hold of Piers and Huxley, to a lesser extent, his dog, and find out all about it. So I dialed him up, and this is what happened.
I got involved because Lauren St. John, who's obviously a fantastic fellow author of ours and writes amazing books about wildlife, the environment, and looking after them, got in touch with me to say that initially she and a couple of authors, Catherine Rundell and Abby Elphinstone, were forming this thing called Authors for Oceans, with a particular focus on trying to cut down on single-use plastic, because you will have noticed the press coverage, pictures, statistics, and footage of plastic all over the world in waterways, oceans, seas, lakes, rivers, going into our ecosystem, going into aquatic water life, and possibly into us and being digested and absorbed by us, clogging the oceans, choking animals, plastic rope being wound around seabirds, getting caught in whale stomachs, fish's stomachs.
And when you say single-use plastics,
yeah,
what do you mean by that?
So single-use plastics are basically plastics that, it's the clues in the name, that you use once and then you dispose of them. So, for example, say you have, I don't know, a plastic toy or a plastic thing in the garden or anything made out of plastic in your house, that's not single use because you'll use that again and again and again. And eventually, when it reaches the end of its life, perhaps you might either recycle it or recycle it, and someone else can use it who has use of it. But a plastic water bottle, you can't use them again and again. Firstly, they're not, you can use them a couple of times, but then the plastic starts to degrade, and it's actually not very good for you because the chemicals in the plastic, the more you use it, and if you put it in a dishwasher or whatever, they start to break it down and release the I think the BPAAs they're called. And so you can't release them again and again. And things like cling film. And the worst, of course, is straws, plastic straws. I mean, you don't even need straws. I don't even know why people invented straws. And obviously, some people have to use straws for medical reasons and all that stuff. But really, for most of us, we don't need straws. And it's so bad for the planet. And it could just be ditched in seconds. They don't need it. What appeals to me about all this Roshans is, and the way Lauren put it is, I do feel this is an area as children's authors that we can make a difference. It's quite hard to make a difference on all of climate change because we don't run factories, we don't say how much coal gets burnt or how much oil is used. We can campaign for that, but we can't actually do anything about it ourselves. With single-use plastic, particularly with the relationship we have with children and schools and our publishers, we can absolutely say, let's not use plastic bottles. Let's just pour water from the tap. I mean, it's really not that difficult. The amount of times, I'm sure you've had this, Matt, I've gone to a school to do a talk and I've been given a plastic bottle of water rather than a glass of water. And I appreciate the kindness of the water, but I don't need a plastic bottle of water just to give a talk for an hour to some children. A glass of water is fine.
So when you go into schools and chat to kids about your books, do you now sort of try and introduce some of these ideas as well?
That is the plan. So we launched the campaign this week. We've had a fantastic response. Lauren and various of our authors, Natasha Farrant, all sorts of wonderful people, MG Leonard, have been everywhere on social media and on the BBC. And in The Guardian talking about it. And now we've launched, we're all going to include in the presentations we do in schools a little extra slide on how those institutions and young people can cut down on single use plastic. Not, and it's not about, good campaigning like this is never about lecturing people. It's not about making people feel uncomfortable or guilty about their habits. Or indeed inappropriate campaigning in a school environment. It's just about drawing attention to the incredible damage to the oceans, which have really, the oceans are the seas of life that sustain this planet. And if we start killing those off, we are really in trouble.
So what, in terms of like your own behavior then, what has changed, or how do you try and change?
I made our local cafe laugh because I went in to get a coffee and then they're about to make it and I said, no, wait. And I ran back to my house and I got the very expensive reusable cup so I could use it because I realized that if I didn't go back and get it, I wouldn't make it a habit. I would just always be endlessly getting cups of coffee like I normally do and saying, oh, I should have bought my reusable cup. It's making these things a habit. As I said, they're affordable. There are lots of good guides online to which is the best one to buy for you in terms of reusable bottles and cups. They're very lightweight. Just stick them in your rucksack, take them with you. Again, most of them are leak-proof, so don't have to worry about that. And they actually keep, the one I've got keeps my coffee warmer for much longer than a cardboard cup. The problem with cardboard cups is that, as you may know, it's not that, say, the cardboard can't be recycled, but to keep them leak-proof, they're bonded with a kind of plastic which isn't recyclable. So they're much harder to recycle, and a lot of them just end up being not recycled as a result. You also, I think, from Pret A Manger, Starbucks, various other places, you get money off your coffee if you use a reusable cup. And in terms of water, there's no shortage of water. And one bottle made of non-BPA plastic, or indeed a metal one, will last you forever if you take care of it and don't lose it. So it'll also save you money. and just cut straws out, or you just don't need them, or use paper ones if you do.
So like a three-pronged attack would be get yourself a reusable coffee cup for when you go to a Starbucks or Pret or Costa or something. Get yourself a good water bottle so you can fill up from the tap and then bin off the straws.
Yeah. So if you want to find out more about what you can do to stop the plastic tide damaging our oceans, you can visit www.authors4oceans, and that's the number four, authors4oceans.org, O-R-G.
And I don't think people need the www at the beginning, Grandad, either.
Thanks so much to Piers Tordé for sparing the time to chat about Authors for Oceans. If you would like to find out more about their work, what they get up to, how you can help, then go to their website, which is Authors for Oceans, and that's the number four in there, authors4oceans.org. Lots of info on there about how you can help stop the plastic tide and who's involved and all that kind of stuff. Right, so onwards and upwards with Word Monkeys. The next podcast coming out is going to be, I think, with the brilliant Abby Elphinstone. And I've been trying to get Abby on the podcast for ages. We met a while ago at a party because we're just so showbiz, the pair of us. And it was just before she was about to have a baby. And then I spoke to her just after she'd had a baby. I mean, incredible that she would even consider podding after having a baby so soon. But we tried to do it, but unfortunately we kept being interrupted by her lovely baby screams. So it took quite a while to put this together. But I think you'll enjoy it because it's really, really, really interesting. Abby's so fun and interesting to chat to about writing and books. So anyway, that is coming up next. Don't forget, you can catch up with me on Twitter if you want to. I'm at Matt Brown Author on Twitter. Say hello, pop in, you know, be nice, that sort of stuff. So until we meet again, and I very much hope it will be soon, maybe in the next week or so, have a great day/week/month/year. Goodbye.
Yeah. It's, oh, no.
Are you okay?
Oh. He's crying.
Oh, don't worry.
Can you hear that?
Whoa, that's incredible.